आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनावतु सहनो पुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म, तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
And Shankaracharya is proving that Annamaya Kosha is not Atma. In different ways he is proving that it cannot be Atman. In verse number 157 he says, Deha tad dharma tad karma tad avasthadi sakshinaha. He is the sakshi, he is the witness of Deha dharma. What is the dharma of deha? Six modification: asti jayate vardate viprinamate apakshiyate and vinashyati iti. That is the deha dharma. Deha karma, what is the deha karma? Walking, talking, seeing, hearing, deha karma. And deha avastha, sometime it is healthy, sometime sick, sometime young, sometime beautiful, sometime ugly, weak, these are avastha. And who is the sakshi? Sakshi is that the Atman. What is the definition of sakshi, by the way? What is the meaning of that? A chetan which has got a conditioning which is antakaran. Chetan is there and there is a conditioning. That conditioning is called antakaran upahit chetan. Chetan which has got a conditioning. And who is the jiva? What is the definition of jiva in Sanskrit?
Antakaran, vishesha,
chaitan. Vishishta chaitan. Vishishta. Both have got a conditioning, antakaran. But the sakshi is not attached to the antakaran. Jiva is attached to antakaran. That is the difference. Jiva is sakshi. Jiva is consciousness, jiva is Brahman. But what is the difference between Jeeva and Sakshi? Sakshi is not attached, Jeeva is attached with the Antakaran. So whatever sukh dukh we experience, the Jeeva goes up and down. What about the Sakshi? Not attached. देह तद धर्म तत् कर्म तदवस्था साक्षी न सत एव स्वतः सिद्धम द सत सच्चिदानंद स्वतः सिद्धम सेल्फ एविडेंट नो प्रूफ इज नीडेड फॉर दैट दैट इज एग्जिस्टिंग देयर तद वैलक्षण आत्मन एंड द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक ऑफ अन आत्मा एंड आत्मा आर ऑल टुगेदर डिफरेंट वन इज चेंजिंग एंड पेरिशेबल सब्जेक्ट टू बर्थ एंड डेथ दैट इज अन आत्मा. And what is Atma? Eternal. No birth, no death, no change, no modification. Totally different. Gurudev writes, the Atman is the witness of the body, its nature, its activities, its states, etc. That which is the witness of a thing cannot itself be the thing observed. The seer is always different, something other than the seen. Seer and seen cannot be one at a time. It is always different. Therefore, it becomes clear that the Atman is something other than the body, and the body is not the self. This is yet another argument to prove it. Okay, what is this body? Then it says, Salya Rasi Mansaliptaha. Salya Rasi, it is a heap of bones, like the steel structure made in the for the houses or for any industrial unit. So similarly, we also have got a frame. What is that frame? Bone. Then mansalipta, it is plastered with the flesh. Then after that, malpurno atikasmala, malpurna, full of filth. Atikasmala, most impure. Atikasmala, katham bhavetayam veta, how can that be the knower? Such a impure thing, how can that be knower? Knower is very pure thing, Atman is pure. Katam bhavet veta swam etat bilachanam. And that Atman is bilachanam, is different from this. The framework of bones plastered with the flesh and filled with the fecal matter is at all times the most impure and inauspicious. The container and the contained are both filthy. How can this be ever pure, all-knowing principle, the Atman? Then again he says, Tvang mans meda asti puri rasau aham mati murajan karoti. Aham mati, this body is me. Who views this? Murajan. This person. What is this body? Tvang, skin, mans, flesh. Made means fat, asti, bone, purish rasi, filth. A mood says, this is me, body is me. Vilakshanam veti vichar silo nitswarupam paramartha bhutam. Vilakshan, different from this, vichar seal, who has done the discrimination, what he says, Nij sarupam paramartha bhutam, I am this Brahman. If you do the vichar, if you discriminate, you come to know you are not this body. You are that Sakshi, you are Atman, you are Brahman. By analysis, we can come to that decision. Fools consider themselves to be this packet of filth consisting of skin, flesh, fat, and bones. Who are those fools? We are all those fools. These are in themselves nothing but filth, each one of them. Those who have the habit of correct analysis and right thinking consider themselves certainly something other than this filthy body, filled with its content, which are equally filthy. But it's packed very nicely, very nicely packed. Otherwise, you give each item separately, you don't like to touch. Take out the skin and serve in a plate, you don't want to touch it. Each item is so filthy. Correct analysis and the right thinking will point to us man's real nature, which is supreme truth, pure consciousness itself. It is not the body, as its nature is distinctly different, vilakshana, from the body and its component parts. Now he is saying there are three type of thinkers. Three type of thinkers in the society. Deho aham iti eva jadasa buddhi. Jadasa buddhi, another word for mood. Jadasa buddhi is the mood, pool. They think deha aham iti eva. Deha is atman. Second, deha cha jive vidusa tu aham dhi. Vidusa, first is the fool, jada buddhi. Second is vidusa, vidwan. He has studied some scripture, has gone to satsang, has come to know. No, there is something which goes out of this gross body. Jiva is there. So he thinks deha and jiva, there are two things. So his understanding is definitely better than the jadasa buddhi. Jadasa buddhi is thinking only the body is atman. But vidusa, vidwan thinks, no, deha and jiva, two things are there. Then there is a mahatma, third one. Vivek vijnan vato mahatmana brahma aham iti eva mati sadatmani. Mahatma, what he has done? Vivek vijnan. He has discriminated properly and he has come to know brahma aham iti eva mati. I am Brahman. I am not even jeev. I am Brahman sadatmani. I am that atman. This verse explains the three schools of philosophy prevailing in India. The three great masters, Madhavacharya, Ramanujacharya and Shankaracharya, studied the same Upanishad and experience and explained the same truth. See the great masters studying the same Vedas. But their understanding are different. They are great teachers, Madhavacharya, Ramanujacharya and Shankaracharya. But while expounding it, they propounded three different schools of philosophy. They are dualism, dvaita, qualified non-dualism, visishta dvaita, and non-dualism, advaita. So these three type of thinkers are three philosophies propounded by Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya and Shankaracharya. The last one, Aham Brahma isti, is Advaita Vedanta, Shankaracharya. Jadasa buddhi, I am different from the God, is the Dvaita. Dvaita means Bhakta and Bhagwan, two are different. Bhakta can never become Bhagwan. And the middle one, Vidusa, Deha cha Jiva, that is Visishta Dvaita. So Dehoam, Dehi Atma, what should be the sadhana for such person? The sadhana for such person should be that Dehi should be used for the service of the Lord. Why? Because Dehi is an assemblage and an assembly is always meant for the use of others. Therefore, this body should serve Bhagwan, Bhakta and Bhagwan. So, Bhakta should serve Bhagwan. This is Dvaita. Visishta Dvaita is a little bit different. Deha and Jiva, two different. Vidusa says, no, Jiva Buddhi is there. So, Visishta Dvaita said, Jiva is nothing but ansa of Bhagwan. This is Visishta Dvaita. Bhagavan is there, Jeev is there, and what is the relationship between Jeev and Bhagavan? I am ansa, I am part of Bhagavan. So what part should do? Part should also serve Bhagavan. Why? Because finger is part of my body, finger serves me. So similarly, the part should serve the whole. And the third one is Brahma Ahamiti Evmati. When a person is contemplative, meditating, analyzing, discriminating, he comes to know his true nature. What is my true nature? I am Atman. I am Brahman. So he reflects and comes to the conclusion that I am Atman. I am not Anatma. If we start contemplating it's on its true nature, the wave will come to know that I am oceanic water only, I am water. So long it thinks I am wave, there will be birth, death and sorrow. The moment it realizes I am water, there is no more birth and death of waves. So long the pot space thinks that I am different from the total space, it is suffering, limited, conditioned. The moment the pot space starts thinking that the pot space is nothing other than the total space, so there is no question of pot space breaking or creating. If the pot is broken, pot space is gone. If the pot is created, pot space again comes. Similarly, if we start contemplating, analyzing, discriminating, meditating on our true nature, we also will come to know that our true nature is Atman. You see, all three of them, Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya and Shankaracharya, they all know the truth. They all knew the truth, but expounded differently. Why? According to their understanding. Even many Mahatmas or many Rishi Munis, we have got many Upanishads. When they said Upanishad to their student, they came down to the level of student and they expounded it. That is why Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, and they came down differently. According to their student, their followers, they came down. Not everybody can understand Advaita Vedanta. First we have to say Dvaita. Bhakta and Bhagwan, everybody will understand. Dvaita. And slowly, Vishishta Advaita. Arey, you are not different from me. You are not different from the Lord. In Gita also Lord says, Kshetrajna Chapi Mam Vidhi. So in the Dvaita, what is said? Bhagwan is the creator of the whole world. Kisne banaya jagat? Bhagwan banaya. Who is this Bhagwan? The Atman is only Ishwar. Atman is only Ishwar. And the second level, Vishishta Advaita, when he says that I am Ansh of Lord, that means the Lord changed. It becomes parinami, modifying. Is it not so? If I say I am the Ansh, I am the part of the whole, that means the whole is subdivided into many parts. That means the whole has become all these small entities. Therefore, the whole is parinami. If the whole is parinami, according to the Vedanta, he is dying and perishing. He is modifying. So from the Dvaita, Vishishta Dvaita, I am part. Both are correct. There is a Bhagwan, there is a creator. Ultimate truth is there. But their understanding, I am different from the truth. Vishishta Advaita, a little bit better. I am part of that. I am not totally different altogether. I am part of that. The moment you say you are part of that, that means that factor is changing, modifying. You can cut into pieces, part by part. Are you understanding? Are you getting? What will happen? So that one day, it will be over. But our Vedanta says no. There is no change in that factor. There is no change in the Bhagwan. There is no change in Brahman. But he is abhinna nimitta vivarta upadana karana. He is the material cause, he is the efficient cause, but he didn't go any change. There was no change in him. No change. And the example is snake on rope. Rope is abhinna nimitta upadan, vivart upadan karan. Vivart means without modification. When we are seeing snake on the rope, is there any change in the rope? There is no change. There is no change. Are they two? Is the snake and the rope are two different things? No. Is the snake part of the rope? Did we cut the rope and made the, is it Vishishta Advaita? No. There is only rope only is there. Other is appearance. Other is only appearance on that. So according to the Advaita Vedanta, there is only Brahman, and whatever we are seeing is an appearance on it. And this appearance has not changed the substratum. Substratum is not at all changed, like the rope is not changed when we are seeing snake. Another example, in case of dream, I am the creator of the dream. I am dreamer. I have become the dream world also. Is there any change in me? No. There is no change. Now Shankaracharya is saying in the next verse, since he has proved that you are different from it, so therefore don't identify with it. Identify with Annamaya Kosha. Annamaya Kosha is the sthula sarir. He has proved that you are different from Annamaya Kosha, so therefore don't identify with it. We all are identified. 161.
Atratma buddhim tyaja mula buddhe.
Atratma buddhim tyaja mula buddhe.
Twang mam samedosti purisha raso. Twang mam samedosti purisha raso. Sarvatmani brahmani nirvikalpe. Sarvatmani brahmani nirvikalpe. Kurushva shantim paramam bhajasva.
Kurushva shantim paramam bhajasva.
Atratma buddhim tyaja mula buddhe. Twang mam samedosti purisha raso. Sarvatmani brahmani nirvikalpe. Kurushva shantim paramam bhajasva.
Atra atma buddhim tyaj mula buddhe. Oh foolish one, mula buddhe. Oh foolish one. Atra, here with this atma buddhi identification, tyaj, give up. Give up this identification with this annamaya kosha or the sthul sarir. What is this atma buddhi? The whole day I am saying, I am, everything I am. Have you seen the goat? Meh, whole day we are doing the same. Atma buddhi.
So he says, give up this identification. But the question is how? How can I give up the identification? So it is said, don't destroy this gross body. Don't destroy it. Maintain it. Use this gross body for your goal. If you don't use it, you lose it. You have to use this gross body. Use this gross body as a vehicle to reach my goal. Don't have Atma Buddhi. Don't say, I am this body, I am this body. Tvak mansa medha asti puri rasau. Again he is saying, what is this gross body? Annamaya goes, tvak, skin, mans, med, fat, asti, bone, puri rasau, again, full of filth. Why are you saying, I am this body, I am this body? Now he is giving advice. Sarvatmani brahmani nirvikalpe kurasva santi paramam bhajasva. Sarvatmani, the self of all. Brahmani, that is Brahman. Nirvikalpe, non-dual, absolute. Kurasva, do identify. He is giving order. Kurasva, wait. Identify with that self. Santim paramam bhajasva, you will gain supreme peace. If you identify with that Atman or Brahman, what will you get? Supreme peace. That peace means sukh, ananda. So identify yourself with the absolute Brahman, the self of all, and gain the experience of the supreme self. So what we have to do? Now we have to focus our mind on the higher. Mind is associated with the body. We have to disassociate this mind. Don't destroy the body. Disassociate and start thinking about the higher. That is what we have to do. In Isavasya Upanishad said, Isavasya idam sarvam. Everywhere that Ishwar is there. So we have to lift our attention from the body to higher. So how to break this wrong notion that I am body? How to break this notion? Again, we have to shift our attention to the higher. Then it will break. Identification will break. We are not destroying this annamaya kosha. Unless you shift your attention from the lower to higher, you can never disidentify. In Bhagavad Gita, it was said, rasvarjam rasopasya param drashtva nivartate. Rasvarjam rasopasya, suppose you have decided or you have come to know that there is no joy in the objects of the world. That you have decided. But still there is some in your vasana, still liking is there. No, there is something. It will not go away. When that will go away, only knowing the truth, it will go away. Once you come to know this, then after that there is no more desire here for sukh from this world. But you cannot do it by part. Today I am disidentifying from my hands, tomorrow I will disidentify from my legs. No part by part. You have to disidentify in toto, in one go. So look at the nirvikalpa sarvatmani brahman and get param shanti. So two things you have to do. What are the two things? Disassociate with the and associate. Detach and attach. Detach and attach. Now 162.
देहेन्द्रियादा वसति भ्रमोदिता विद्वानहं तां न जहाति यावत् तावन्न तस्यास्ति विमुक्तिवार्तापि यस्त्वेष वेदान्तनयान्तदर्शी देहेन्द्रियादा वसति प्रमोदिता विद्वानहं तां न जहाति यावत् तावन्न तस्यास्ति विमुक्तिवार्तापि यस्त्वेष वेदान्तनयान्तदर्शी.
Now this is a scaring statement, Shankaracharya. Yavat vidvan ahamta na jahati. Yavat, so long. Vidvan, the learned. Ahamta, the identification. Na jahati. It does not give up. As long as you don't give up this identification with the body. We all have understood we have to disidentify. But if you don't give up, then what will happen? Pad 3 in the third statement, third line, it says, Tavat nasti tasya vimukti varta. Tavat. So long. Nasti, not there is, tasya for him, vimukti varta, talk of liberation. Kata. If you are identified with the gross body, with the maid, the mans and the filth, fecal matter, there is no question of mukti. So the understanding should be completely clear. We can identify with only one. Aap sochoge hum buddhiman hai, I will identify with this also and I will get the liberation also. So Shankaracharya is giving this frightening statement. Yavat vidvan ahamta na jahati, so long you don't give up this ahamta identification with the body. Tavat na sthitasya vimukti varta. There is no question of liberation for such people. Kuch nahi hoga. So long there is aham bhav, there is no brahma bhav. So long there is aham bhav in your annamaya kosh, there will never come the brahma bhav. And if you identify with this body and think you will cross this sansar sagar, Shankaracharya has already said, Sariram posnarthi sanya asmanam didrichati graham daru diyadritva nadim tartum sagachati. If you are thinking that holding on to this body I will be able to cross that sansar, then you are holding on a sark, thinking that this is a log and you will cross the river. Only Shankaracharya can give you such examples. Holding on to this body, if you think I will be able to cross the sansar sagar, oh dear one, you are mistaken. You are thinking this is a log. No, this is sark. It will not take you to the other shore. It will drown you. See, aham buddhi in the sthul sarir is the lower. And brahma buddhi is higher. Aham buddhi in the sthul sarir is lower and brahma buddhi is higher. Both cannot happen at a time. Understand this. Both can never happen at a time. Standing on the ground and flying in the sky, both cannot happen at a time. Can it happen? I will stay on the ground also and I will fly in the sky also. Any one thing you can do, either you are standing on the ground or you can fly. So either you hold on to the aham bhav, to the annamaya kosha, or you take the brahma bhav. Both cannot happen at a time. I will have the anatma sukh also, I will have the atma sukh also. It will never happen. And this part Thakur Ramakrishna explained, standing on two boats, one leg in this boat, another leg in that boat, you will never reach your goal. One is atma, another is an atma boat. We want both. Whatever Shankara ji says, usko jo bolta hai, bolne do. But humko dono chahiye. I want both. This will never happen. So where from this aham buddhi came in this body? So it is said, deha indriyadau asati brahm uditam. Deha indriyadau, with body and senses, sense organs, etc. Deha indriyadau. Adi means pran. Deha indriya adho means pran. Adho means pran here. Asati, asati means unreal. Brahma uditam, risen from the delusion. This identification in deha indriya, how it has happened? It is said brahma uditam, wrong understanding, misunderstanding about this body, and it causes lot of problems. When we are identified with this body, lot of problems are coming. Why it is coming? Identification. Many problems are coming. But from the body also, it is coming. So long aham buddhi is there in the body, tasa na mukti varta. No question of mukti for such people. You see, when you are identified with this body, na, the petty matters, very petty matters, we give so much importance to that, that becomes an issue. Oh, mere ko Hari Om nahi bola, I came to la. Issue ho gaya. Now you start thinking, meditating on that, why he or she didn't say Hari Om. क्या बात हुआ पीछे क्या हमने कहा सामने क्या पेटी थिंग इट्स ऑल आइडेंटिफिकेशन अपि अस्तु एस वेदांत नयांत दर्शी अपि मीन्स इवन अस्तु लेट हिम बी एस ही वेदांत नयांत दर्शी वन वेरी वेल रेड इन द फिलॉसफी ऑफ वेदांत फॉर हिम ऑल्सो दिस इज एप्लीकेबल अंडरस्टैंडिंग इज वन थिंग एंड एप्लीकेशन ऑफ योर अंडरस्टैंडिंग इज अनदर थिंग Vedant Nayant Darsi, he is expert in the philosophy. He has studied all the scriptures. But if he does not apply that formula on himself, that I have to disidentify from the body, from the Annamaya Kosha, and identify with the Brahman, then he will be like that only. He is also a fool. So after understanding, we have to apply. Only study is not going to help us. Many people ask this question. After this text, aap kya padhayenge? What is the next text? Arre pehle ye jo padhaya hai, usko to samjho. What is next text? Batao. They go into the future, they will go into the past, in the present. They don't want to live in the present. What is being taught, you understand, apply it. Mandan Mishra parrots also used to chant Bid. That doesn't mean they got liberation. Merely chanting will not do. Even if you understand it, that also is not going to help you. Unless you apply it, then you will get the result. What will be the result? If I apply it, two things will happen. One is your personality will change, and second is your ego will be blasted. Your ego, the jeev bhav, will be blasted. Many times I have said consciousness plus ego is equal to jeeva. Jeev minus ego is equal to consciousness. So what we have to do? Blast this ego. How this ego can be blasted? By studying the scriptures. Only study will not help you. You have to understand it and you have to apply it. If you apply it, personality will change, number one. Number two, ego will be blasted. Next verse, more strong dose. Further he explains.
छाया शरीरे प्रतिबिंब गात्रे
छाया शरीरे प्रतिबिंब गात्रे
यत् स्वप्न देहे हृदि कल्पितांगे
यत् स्वप्न देहे हृदि कल्पितांगे
यथात्म बुद्धि स्तवनास्ति काचित
यस्
बुद्धि स्तवनास्ति काचित जीव शरीरे च तथैव मास्तु जीव शरीरे च तथैव मास्तु छाया शरीरे प्रतिबिंब गात्रे यत् स्वप्न देहे हृदि कल्पितांगे यथात्म बुद्धि स्तवनास्ति काचित जीव शरीरे च तथैव मास्तु
छाया शरीरे प्रतिबिंब गात्रे छाया शरीर जस्ट एज यू would not identify with your shadow or your reflection. Chhaya sharir. So when we are in the sun, we see that there is a shadow. Sometimes short shadow, sometimes long shadow. And sometimes no shadow. When the sun is right on the head, no shadow. This shadow, when you are walking, if it is long, you will find that a car is going above your shadow. Or it is in the drain, filthy drain, you find the shadow is there. So do you run to your home to take a bath? Now the shadow has gone into the gutter? No. Or if it is run over by the car, do you run to the hospital? No. Why? You are not identified. Chhaya sarire. We don't identify with the chhaya sarire. Argument one. Chhaya sarire, you don't identify. You don't give importance to that. Pratibimba gatre. Pratibimba, when you see the reflection, every day we see mirror. Is there any doubt? No. Pratibimba gatre in reflection, do you spray perfume? Chandan to the reflection? No. Chandan you put here. Why? You are not identified with that. But if the reflection, if the mirror is concave or convex, you look short, you look fat, you enjoy, is it not so? Pratibimba also, you don't identify with the Pratibimba Gatre also, you don't identify. But the birds and animals, they will fight. They identify. They will start, the bird will start pecking, and that reflected bird also start pecking.
You see a dog fighting? In the
dog car. Fighting? Huh? Animals will do, but they're not humans. Why? Not identified. They clearly know that I am not that reflection. I am not Chaya Sarir, I am not Shadow, I am not that reflected consciousness. Then he said, Yat Sapna Dehi, that which is the dream body. Dream body is different. Mind creates the dream body and the dreamer also. When you come out, do you identify with that dream body? I don't identify. There is no association with the dream body also. Hridi Kalpitange, Hridi in heart. You are doing kalpana, imagination. You are sitting on your meditation seat early morning, meditating on Brahman, and all of a sudden a thought comes, I am in heaven. The person who was meditating was 75 years old. Now he is thinking in heaven, he is only 18 years old. Kalpita, kalpana, imagination. When you come out of that imagination, do you identify with that body? No. Yatha atma buddhi tavana asti kachit. Yatha, just as atma buddhi identification, tava, your, na asti, there is no kachit in the list. There is no identification with the chaya sarir, with the pratibimba sarir, with the dream sarir, swapna sarir, and in the kalpana. There is no identification. Similarly said, jivat sarire cha tatha eva maastu. Jivat sarire, living with the body, cha tatha, and so, eva tu, maastu, not should be, so too you should not identify yourself with your living body. This body is also like chaya, pratibimba, swapna, kalpana. Shankaracharya says, this body is also like the chaya, shadow, like the pratibimba, reflection, like swapna sarira, or like the kalpana sarira. Therefore, you should detach. When Shankaracharya, he was really, really detached from the body. He told Padmapadacharya that I am leaving this body, you destroy after this. And he left the body. But Padmapadacharya, he kept it safely. He didn't destroy it. Disidentification. Once Indra approached Dadhiti Rishi, Dadhichi, that I want your bones. We want to kill Vrittasur. And the bajra can be made only with your bones. He gave it. Disidentified with the annamaya kosha. Have we that much of disidentification? Our understanding is this body is real and Brahma is chaya. Body is real and Brahma is chaya. Dehoham iti eva jarasya buddhi. Already said. The first type of fool is the jara buddhi, is the dehoham, he says. So if we understand this, na, there is far-reaching consequences you will find. You will not give importance. This body is unreal. It is made of Panchamahabhut. Therefore, Panchamahabhut is also unreal. With that Panchamahabhut, the whole world is also made. So that whole world is unreal. So with that inference, we come to Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya. If I understand that this body is Mithya, so the material cause of this body is the Panchamahabhut, that is Mithya. Whole world is also made of Panchamahabhut, that is also mithya. So Jagat Mithya, Brahma Satya, we can come to that conclusion. So first we understand this body is unreal, then we can make the whole world unreal. But after understanding all this, don't go to a sick person and tell that the body is unreal, why are you worrying? You are sick in the hospital, don't worry, this is unreal thing. You can say this only when you live like that. Then you can go and tell. All sadis are unreal except mine. We are ready to give upadesh. All sadis are unreal except mine. Tulsi says, par upadesh kusal bahu tere. Par upadesh. There are many people who will give you the upadesh. We are all expert. In India you will find every alternative person is a lawyer and doctor. Tell him, mathe mein dard hai, he will give you 10 medicines. Tell him any issue, he will give you 10 advice. Aisa karo, aisa karo, aisa karo. हर उपदेश कुशल बहु तेरे जैन आचरी तेन नर न घनेरे बट हु लिव्स दैट सच पीपुल आर वेरी फ्यू न घनेरे नॉट मेनी पीपुल आर लाइक दैट पीपुल व्हेन द महात्मा टेल्स हिम अरे आप छोड़ो ना काम करो छोड़ो थोड़ा जप करो एंड व्हेन ही डज द जप फॉर फ्यू डेज कुछ नहीं होता है देन महात्मा अगेन मीट्स हिम एंड टेल्स व्हाट हैपेंड आर यू डूइंग द जपा बोला नहीं छोड़ दिया कुछ नहीं होता है आई एम डूइंग जपा नथिंग इज हैपनिंग रियली पीपुल आर डूइंग फॉर 20 ईयर 25 ईयर 30 ईयर्स 50 ईयर्स एवरी मॉर्निंग दे डू जपा नथिंग इज हैपनिंग एंड महात्मा ने काम न छोड़ा क्रोध न छोड़ा छोड़ दिया जब तुमने आई टोल्ड यू टू लीव काम एंड क्रोध उसको छोड़ो दिस वॉज गोइंग टू गिव यू बेनिफिट इफ यू डू द जप पीपल वॉन्ट इमीजिएट रिजल्ट यू नो इमीजिएट रिजल्ट नहीं मिलने से सो सिट एंड थिंक हाउ मच इम्पोर्टेंस वी गिव टू दिस बॉडी वी गेट हर्ट ऑन द पेटी मैटर्स ऑल्सो वी शुड थिंक ओवर दिस एंड try to live on this. See, when we go to the cinema, do we give importance there? When we enter the cinema hall, we know everything is only drama only. We go for entertainment because it's not real. Only some people get identified when the heroine dies and the husband starts crying. Heroine mar gayi. Are mar gayi to kya? Similarly, Shankaracharya ji says, don't identify this body. Don't give that much of importance. How to decide and identify? You start thinking about the higher. Then you will get disidentified. The higher goal should be taken. Unless you get the higher goal, it will never happen. And use this body as a vehicle to reach my goal. Then you can slowly disidentify with this body.
पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम